There's a new Donna Leon, and I always get very, very excited when there is a new Donna Leon. She's an American academic who's based in Venice and has been for a long time. And she writes love letters to Venice and to Italy, love letters which are tinged with sadness and despair. And they all feature Commissario Guido Brunetti, who is the head detective in Venice, and he is a man who's much beset by the hypocrisy and by the venality of so much which is Venetian. And this is all set in this marvelous La Serenissima, the most beautiful city in the world, many people believe. And this one starts with Brunetti and a younger colleague of his questioning one of the aristocracy, who quite clearly has given roofies to a young woman in order to be able to have sex with her. And she's in hospital. She actually dies during the interrogation. And his younger colleague becomes so infuriated by the smug arrogance and the absolute certainty of this man sitting across the table from them that he's not going to be prosecuted because of who he knows, sounds familiar, that this young guy is about to leap on him. So Brunetti fakes a heart attack in order to prevent his younger colleague from getting into trouble. There's some deep organ music in the background. I don't think that is the soundtrack. I don't know whether you can hear it. I can. And so Brunetti fakes a heart attack in order to not get his young colleague into trouble. But then he's trapped by this heart attack. And when he's offered 3 months stress leave, he takes it. And he goes to live on one of these smaller, less populated islands in the Venetian lagoon. And he's living in a house which is connected to his wife's aristocratic family. And there he meets a man who was good friends with his father, who's sort of caretaker of the house, and they begin to row every day. And this man is a beekeeper, and he's passionate about bees, and he's passionate about the death which is happening to the lagoon and the bees. And he dies. And he dies halfway through the book. I mean, this is a thriller, and the first death is halfway through the book. And because it is Donna Leon, and because it is Commissario Brunetti, you don't know until the very end whether it's murder, suicide, or accident. And it could be. I mean, if it was a traditional thriller, it would be murder. And Brunetti would track down the murderer, and the murder would be brought to justice. But this is Brunetti. So it could easily be an accident. It could be a suicide. It could be a murder, and the murderer could be found and brought to justice, or the murderer could get away with it. These are all possible endings in a Brunetti novel. And it's a love affair tinged with despair about Venice and what is happening to Venice and the development of Venice and the corruption that accompanies the development of Venice and the polluting of the ocean and the complete disregard for the health of the ocean, despite the fact that the ocean is a critical part of Venice's economic and tourist future. I just love them. They're so gentle and so rich and so saturated with Venice. The latest one is called Earthly Remains. It is by Donna Leon. And then the next two books each has a Nigerian theme. A first novel by Ayobami Adebayo. She is coming to the Open Book Festival. I was delighted to read yesterday with the announcement of international authors that are coming to Open Book in September. And one of them is Ayobami Adebayo, who's had sort of light writing lessons from Margaret Atwell, amongst others. So she's got some very good tutors. And it is a story which is set in the Yoruba region of Nigeria in the 1980s. And the central character is married and can't have a baby. And in Nigerian society in the 1980s, you have to have a baby. You absolutely have to have a baby. And she does everything. She does medical stuff. She does traditional stuff. She goes up the mountain of jaw-dropping miracles. And there she breastfeeds a goat because she is told by Prophet Josiah that this is the best way to get pregnant. She does everything. And she's under enormous pressure. And her husband is under pressure because he's not making her. And her parents then insist that her husband marries somebody else so that at least they can have a baby with another wife if they're not going to have a baby with Yejide. And it's like so much of contemporary Nigerian fiction, there is this wonderfully rich human story which is told against a backdrop of a set of political events. And what was happening in this part of Nigeria in the 1980s was massive repression, civil activism which was being cracked down on by soldiers and by police. Lots of people were dying. And in the middle of this, she is trying to have a baby. And it's told with the most wonderfully rich and vibrant dialogue. And at times she makes you laugh out loud, and at times, literally, she brought tears to my eyes. It is a wonderful, wonderful first novel. It is called Stay With Me by Ayobami Adebayo. And then the non-fiction work is about one of Nigeria, northern Nigeria's most recent blots, the Boko Haram and the capture of the Chibok girls. And this is this is Patience Ibrahim's story told to a British journalist who spent a lot of time with her, A Gift from Darkness, How I Escaped with My Daughter from Boko Haram. And some of the detail about life in Boko Haram captivity I had to look away from the page. I simply could not. I had to look away, take a couple of deep breaths, make myself a cup of tea, and then go back to the book. But I always wanted to go back to the book, no matter how grim was the story I was being told. I knew she escaped because the cover tells me she escaped, and I wanted to celebrate her escape with her. But it's not just her escape, but it is the difficulty of reintegrating into social and communal life once you have spent several years in Boko Haram captivity. So it's not an easy book to read, but it is, I think, an important book to read. A Gift from Darkness, How I Escaped with My Daughter from Boko Haram by Patience Ibrahim. As always, the details of the books are put out on our Facebook page and our website via our Twitter.